Blog Talk Radio.
Stay cool like the other side of pillow. Y'all clones, Mr. Smith, ain't talking Papa or Willow. Crashed in the whip, so cruising out in the rental. When you smooth like this, they custom your instrumental. Palm trees, cool breeze, and just in a cold press, press. I just kick it by the sea in my pelican nest. Need my birds looking fly, put them in a sundress. Papa propagated my player when he took me out west. It ain't complicated, my major key, being optimistic in a major key. Raised by the sea, I just meditate and set free, so...
Sun on my face, stand on my feet, come to the beach. Cold in the heart, hot in the head, cold
it's
as a breeze.
It's so cold inside your thoughts. Down in Playa del Rey, melts away that frost. Drifting away, no cost to get lost. Just me and you in this island that we could survive. And I'm cooling, drifting, cruising. Breezy, I stay cooling. Drifting, cruising. Breezy like the beach, I'm
deals on this shit. My hoe get her own chips. That's a real nigga bitch.
act like you pivot, but you in your feelings with this bitch. You was a hunt, you was acting, you was eat, now you was pissed. Got like four of my niggas pimps. That's that fake nigga shit. That's that fake nigga shit. That's that fake nigga shit. Should've quit fucking with you a long time ago, nigga. You stay with this shit. You a pussy, I should've seen it. I blame myself cause I didn't beat it. You got tendencies of a suck and I should've let my niggas butt. Show me greed and the sign of betrayal and now I'm flesh. Used to be one of them niggas, I get it in four, now fuck. Always talking that they were sitting, I believe. Nigga, you was snake and I heard you were ratting, I don't need it, nigga.
Real nigga shit, real nigga shit. You fucking with them suckers on some fake nigga shit. Real nigga shit, real nigga shit. I sat down for my nigga on some real nigga shit. Real nigga shit, real nigga shit. It's all this hoe expect from me and all she gon' get. It's real nigga shit, real nigga shit. And you can catch 10 from a real nigga clip.
The PM tape coming soon, December 2017, baby. Hey, fam, man, this is the mix going on out here, nigga. Niggas out here robbing niggas, running up on niggas, knocking niggas down, nigga. Niggas is not taking no shit out here in the Bay, man. It's like real motherfucking crazy right now, nigga. Rap niggas, street niggas, square niggas, niggas is getting down out here. What's going on here, fam?
I said this drink in my cup got me feeling violent. This pill that I pop got me feeling violent. This thing on my hip got me feeling violent.
Hi, kids. Like
this kinda wet, looking like an island. She on something, I can see her eyelids. She tryna tell me about some shit that I did. I'm getting juiced and I'm feeling violent.
I don't give a fuck about getting kicked out this club. Every nigga that I'm with about to turn the fuck up. CP on the beat, man, you know that shit slap. That's your freak on the beat, about to make her ass fly. Give a fuck if niggas mad. Pussy nigga do something. You a sucker, you a sister, you ain't about to do nothing. You a cookie, I'm a Lucius. ECE, that's a Rufus. Wake up stupid, like it's still 06. You a deuces, that shit useless.
After I fuck, man, I call that bitch a Uber. I slide on your squad like a kid on a scooter. And your bitch on my dick from the rooter to the tutor. You a internet thug, you only hard on a computer. Fuck your bitch, then I boot her. Bust one on her hooter. Leave her in the boondock, Aaron Magruder. Struck up like a tutor, act like I never knew her. I leave a punk bitch on ice like a tour.
This drink in my cup got me feeling violent. This pill that I pop got me feeling violent. This thing on my hip got me feeling violent.
Hi, kids, you like violent?
The bitch kinda wet, looking like an island. She on something, I can see her eyelids. Keep trying to tell me about some shit that I did. I'm getting juiced and I'm feeling violent.
You better go somewhere. Fuck you mean, ain't no hat. Bitch, I already bought a table. That ain't cost me 2 racks. Better have my bottles right and the chasers on point. Got some woods rolled up, got some papers for a drink. Fuck them freeloading bitches. They ain't chipping, they ain't sipping. Short gone, all that cool shit. Talking about I'm tripping. Motherfucking right, I'm tripping. They done charged me some bands. Well, if a bitch wanna sip, I bet she coming out of hand. That bitch better dance. Fuck a groupie and a stand. Get away from me, blood. I don't want no pictures with no man.
Like a nigga in the head with a champagne bottle. Lil' Brody keep a Brody in that Brody go a hollow. We gon' kick this bitch off, we're starting to riot. You know that Oakland niggas crazy, bitch, we violent. This drink in my cup got me feeling violent. This pill that I pop got me feeling violent. This thing on my head got me feeling violent.
If you wanna do them digits, then you might. I ain't worried about no sucker, but you my type. And that nigga standing with me, they on my type. Oh, my.
I met a bad bitch at the strip club. I took her to the house so she could get fucked. The bitch talking about she need big bucks. I pulled out my dick, she couldn't get enough. I told her, shake that ass, get some money, hoe. Money, hoe. Tell that other nigga where you wanna go. You broke, bitch, what you wanna be a bum for? You got a dick in your mouth, make it come, hoe.
Come, bitch.
Bad bitches get money with it.
Money, money, money.
Broke bitches don't wanna get it.
They don't want it.
Bad bitches ride new whips. Broke bitch sucking 2 dicks. And she really don't do shit. The bitch drink too much, she get too lit. Nothing from me, that's what you get. It won't take too long to find a new trick. Bitch.
Been blowing too much. Been doing too much. I know it's too much for you to handle. I be feeling like I'm floating, get on my head. If a nigga talking things, yeah, that's mine. She fake shit, shit, she on my
head.
You be talking like you with it, you on my head. If you wanna do them digits, then you my head. I ain't worried about no sucker, but you my type. And that nigga standing with me, they on my head.
drug club, it's a safe haven. You not no trial, no judgment, no looks or statements. Patrona too short, running Zans or Raven. We with some high boss bitches who don't need saving. Backwoods, this fat like that ass fool. Her crew run through white lines, Clay Matthews. Try to keep up with her, but the room is fidget spinner, ayy. You a snack, fuck them hating hungry man dinners, whoa. Off of Grandma Molly, that bitch hit too. Bonnie and Kai, we taking shots and then whip too. She passed out, her best friend got on the dick too. She woke up and jumped in, stupid lit, ooh.
I be feeling like I'm floating, get on my mind. If a nigga talking dance, yeah, that's mine. She say shitty, she on mine. You be talking like you with it, you on mine. If you wanna do them digits, then you mine. I ain't worried about no suckers, but you my type. Yeah, that nigga standing with me, they on mine. Oh, my.
Been blowing too much. Been doing too much. I know it's too much for you to handle.
If you wanna do them digits, do you mind? I ain't worried about no suckers.
Tell me how you want it, yeah.
Without you for 7 days straight, and now I can't live without you. And if we ever broke up, I won't have a kid without you. You forever in my heart. I won't forget about you. I be crushing you on Monday like it's Wednesday. Depressed about that, what your friends say. GCC3 is what your bitch say. I'm so happy you ain't listen to your friends, babe. You can tell me how you want it, how you need it, I don't mind. Need you right here by my side, cause out of sight, cause out of mind. And out of spite, you hit the climb, but I was hype. I hit your line a few more times, when you hit back, I'm gon' respond.
Tell me how you want it, yeah. Call me and I'm on my way.
On my way, on my way.
Tell me
what
you need, yeah. I'll give it to you night and day.
Thursday, I be treating you like every day your birthday. Don't say with you on your worst day. I got you on a new level like with first day. When you fell down, I picked you up, put on your crown and lift you up. I put a rock all on your finger, so much ice could push you up. Heard they feelings about you, baby, tell them I wish them luck. Talking relationship goes, could be us, yup. 24/7 with the 411. When you see me kneel like Kaepernick, call a reverend. Cause I got a million in the stash for a wedding. If you ready, let me know, cause it's whatever.
I know you in the worst way. Yeah, anniversary. Not so beautiful for my birthday. Cause I know they keep you thirsty. Ain't no playing this or that. What we just going to rest. 365, you ain't only one I tried. No, I can't get enough. And all my ladies, if you feel me, help me sing it out. Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Tell me how you want it, yeah.
I'm the smartest one making dumb decisions. All these demons around me with my spirit. All these bills piled up in my kitchen. I'm really held responsible for all my siblings. All this made me lose focus. My ex cut me deep, had my heart broken. Safe to say I'm having mixed emotions. Put my feelings in a box and see for them blow it. They say they hurt, we love each other. But I just love the money, never had a budget. Life's a turntable when them tables turning. Whole world against you when you make a earning.
For me, giving up is way harder than trying. Yeah, but you wanna see a new game first.
From a snotty nose to the top of the charts. Gang at the Super Bowl, Kaepernick on the squad. They get hot out in Miami, I pull out the drop. And we still rocking the minks in the middle of March. I'm talking Gucci down, you can see print on the socks. Rubber bands all on my money, I'm pulling out knots. I'm talking pimp, haters won't give you no props. But come on, pick up some, continue to shop. Big Walla, armored trucks, Tala, get your dollars up. Cartier, Gaina, Snorter Line, 20 meters, biggest.
Hold up. Run that back and turn it all the way up. It's your boy TB, and we in the mix with the homie DJ Hev Love.
Oh! them more.
Watch some things off. Now she looking ready, looking like a heavy Chevy. Skirting
hating on them thirsty hoes, just being petty. I might pop up the phone if that ass fat. Deep beating in the back, don't know how to act. She got that get down and that get up. Slap by sucker, make them pack his shit up. Niggas acting a donkey in the dome. Wood chrome everywhere, trunks full of foam. If you don't know, that's how we play in this Chevy game. Spend no expenses, top of the line, everything.
When I get that I picked up my girls, now we riding out. And niggas on the corner straight hollering out.
Watch your work. Watch my cheek work. Watch your work. Watch me work.
Any tricks that I tend to, gotta put four bands in the bag when the wreck do. One band for my shit too, and another band in my hand when the get through. I don't wanna kiss you, put the money in my hand with my with the tissue. You made up to the bristle, got the shooting at my like a missile, like a bullet from a pistol. It hit it hard and the razor in the fifth row. From the get-go, need money, but a bad need more. Let me show you how it flows. At a Laker game downtown, hanging at the tip toe. Stay tight when you tip toe. Let a bad show you what the tip.
When the pimpin' is poppin', you never let it go. I'm getting straight to the point, homie, not a metaphor. And if the chickens are trippin', they're being sloppy and slippin', you gotta drop off the chickens to get a better flow. And when she's shaking the food, she getting chalice, so I let her do what she doing, we getting hella dough. I let her keep on grillin', I'm just a pimpin' and flowin'. She really love what she doing, homie, let her play.
Watch me work.
Watch your work.
Watch me move.
Homie, watch your work.
Watch me work.
Watch my cheek work.
I'm so good.
Watch your work.
Watch me work.
Watch your work.
Watch me move.
Watch my cheek work.
Watch me work.
Homie, watch your work. Watch your work. Watch my cheek work.
Watch me work.
Homie, watch your work.
I'm so blue.
Watch your work.
Watch me work.
Watch my cheek work. Watch my cheek work. Watch your work.
Watch me work.
Homie, watch your work. Homie, watch your work. Hey, your pussy got dope. It's juicy and swole. It's good as gold. And it should be so. Okay, your pussy got dope. It's juicy and swole. It's good as gold. And it should be so.
Damn.
Yeah, pick your pussy got dope.
I'ma take the spot cause I'm hot. He want me bad, I want his cash. No time for the love cause I'm in my bag. The bitch is hot, I got a man. I'm a force to be reckoned with. You play with me and I'm wrecking shit. You disrespect and I check a bitch. End of day going next to bitch. Say you with your click, I don't give a fuck. Say you with your shit and I'm getting bucks. Bitch want smoke, well I make him choke. Bitch, I'm the queen, so where's the pope? He wanna eat me like cake, I'ma leave my icing on his face. Put him to sleep and I go on his face. I done hit me a good lick for the day. I'm cold like it's snowing. I'm in my bag, he already knowing. Got these bitches scared to step, they tiptoeing. I'm with the shit, soon I get the point. These bitches won't smoke, well come and get stoked. They really be beefing this shit cause they broke. I want a milli, I'm by my billy. Yeah, I eat money, blue cheese on my filly. They're cushing my system, they're dragging my liver. Hit it from the back and that booty get bigger. I don't want the love, I just want to fuck. Nigga, use your glove, I don't want your cub. I'ma take the spot cause I'm hot,
I got plenty of cash.
I'ma take the spot cause I'm hot,
I got plenty of cash.
I can take a nigga with no love,
I got plenty of ass.
I can take a nigga with no love,
I got plenty of ass.
Hoes want smoke, keep him mad, he want me bad, I want his cash. No time for the love cause I'm in my bag. The bitch is hot, I got a man. Don't text me if you ain't ballin' like Spartan. I'm not a gold digger but the money be calling. These bitches be hating, they talk on the topic. My hair, my nails, just gas, exotic. I get your number and won't even call it. Bitch, I'm a pimp, so where's my guava? You think I don't listen, so don't do no talk. Just give me my money or come take me shopping. I fuck him so good, he down on one knee. Yeah, that's my dog, he gon' listen to me. I'm too sexy, won't argue with fleas. Won't speak to you peasants cause I'm a queen. You say you a player, come hop on my team.
He fell in love with a freak.
I get the dick, eat it up under the sheet. I clean the shit
damn
up cause I'm so neat. He love how I come back to back on his tongue. Let's keep the shit real cause I'm so trill. He love how I feel, he pay all my bills. I'm not a snack, bitch, I am a meal. And that is the deal, that you get upset. You bitches are wet and never a threat. I'm stunning you bitches, come back on my text. And I'm killing you hoes, I gotta confess.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Baby, it's going down, and you know what we do right here, True West Radio, and I got the people up in this thing, man, and we getting this live early on this Mad Monday. I got Sexy Red, I got Sweet, Troy, and Mr. Everywhere. I make sure I got it right, because who don't want to get jumped on is me. How y'all doing tonight?
All right, make sure you got everybody unmuted.
I'm doing fine.
Okay, that's Sexy Red here. Sure you want to be frying some poke chops.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Welcome, welcome, yep, everyone.
Yeah, got a special special pair.
Can I make, we got Sweet Pea on? Sweet Pea, are you on? Last time she texted me, said she was muted. So that's why I'm trying to make sure everybody's on.
Well, I'm looking at the lines and she's not in queue.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm looking. See, maybe she'll call you in a few some more minutes. What's going on in the world, my people?
Oh, nothing. We're trying to learn about investments today.
Yeah, we got some investors that are tuning in. Shout out to Mike Terry, Autoplex, and Mahel. They're checking us out tonight. And we got several other private investors that are looking to invest in the show. Shout out to Miss Fire, the media mogul. She's, you know, interested in what we do here as well and has become a new business partner of mine as well. So we're going to be hearing from her a lot more here on the station as well. You know, she's real big in entertainment. She's been on BET five or six times, you know, in the Comic View. Real big in the rap world, in the Zydeco world. She's just all over, you know, with that media, man. She's doing a phenomenal job. She was just recently featured in a video shot here in Southern Texas on Hood Day by an artist that we're going to have on the show here soon, Blue Boy Lee. You can check him out on YouTube. He's got a brand new song. You know, we're going to get it here. I just don't like going to YouTube and downloading the artist song. I feel like it's cheating him of his credit, you know, if he's going to be on the show. You know. But we gonna have him on here real soon, pushing some things. And my nephew Fago is working on some new music as well. So everybody's, you know, in the circle trying to get their sight on. We just waiting to harness the gifts that they have.
Okay, thank you everywhere for let me get my website set up finally.
Welcome.
That's what's
going
on. It's everywhere on everything.
Yeah, I got to work on mine this week.
That ought to be your new slogan, Mr. Everywhere on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Ray. I got the event going on the 29th. No More Excuses, All Black Solutions, Stop the Violence event. So, that's something I'm doing.
That's what's up. Want to definitely keep it on their mind so you make sure you announce that tonight of where it's going to be, when it's going to be, and what we got to do to support it. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely want to keep you pumping that tonight. All week long, you know what I'm saying? We're going to pump it till it happens. So hopefully it grows bigger and bigger, you know. Most definitely. You know, I got a few things going on that's in the pot. I was just acknowledged today that they're trying to come up with best dates for my event here in my hometown. They're going to make give me my own day. So it'll be like, you know, like Trey Day in Houston. We're going to have a Hair Love Day in Crockett, Texas. So y'all stay tuned for that.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, they gonna,
you deserve
know,
it. DJ Have Love.
We're just working on rehabilitation right now so that, you know, we can represent in a proper way. But as always, I stay prepared to do it however it needs to be fit done.
Well, they have to have Kev Love and a Buddha Ali Day because y'all both pioneers from the Crockett sector.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do now is to get them to add Mad Cat to the list because I told them I didn't want to do a day without honoring Mad Cat, you know. So that would include Buddha Hype, Snag, and Cat Daddy, which, you know, we're working quietly trying to get Cat Daddy back on board to actually want to just be a part. He's a grown man that's still under the wing of his mother, so he got to do what mama say. And mama felt like that his legacy was cut short by being a part of Mad Cat. So, you know, we trying to get him back on board, which he's always worked with me, you know what I'm saying? We got, he and I myself have several mixtapes that we done back in the early 90s that was never released. And surprisingly, he say he still has the music, you know. I don't remember none of the lyrics. I can vaguely remember any of the songs, but it was something back then that you know, that sparked a lot of people's attention. So I've been talking with him about bringing some of that stuff back. And his mama's kind of been lenient to let him, you know, deal with me. So it's a possibility we can get all of them together again.
Well, I mean, y'all are legends in y'all town. That was just like with me. I was the first person in the hood down here back in the 90s with a full studio. I never thought that I would even get into this as doing production, studio, or anything. I went by my friend's house and he had a little keyboard, his turntables, and a four-track recorder. So I'm over there and he's teaching me how to DJ and stuff. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's nice, man, okay. And I'm getting on the turntables and I'm learning it. And it was a good experience. I'd be like, yeah, but I'm like a freestyle rapper at the time. So I'm like, man, I'm not taking this stuff serious. So one day I go to the music store and I'm seeing all this stuff. I'm like, damn, this stuff's expensive. But everybody's rapping. It wasn't like it is now. So I was like, well, I'm going to buy this stuff. So I go buy it. I say, oh, man, my mama going to be tripping out. I'm like, damn, where you get all this money to buy all this stuff? So I went in and went for what I know. I go buy this and that. And I spent like my first go around was like a little bit over $2,000. And then I go back like a month later, and I spent like $1,300. Then went and bought that sampler. So, and we got my DJ set up and everything. So I was like, shit, man, I spent about 6-7 racks in less than 2 months. So I was like, well, shit, you know, she ain't understand. I got the twist game going in the street. So I'm like, okay, it ain't nothing. So I started doing my beats and rapping. A lot of my classmates, they was to be famous with a female, to be able to sleep with a female, they tell them that we in a rap group. And they'll bring the girls by my garage to the studio to sit in the lap and listen to the beat and let them freestyle and stuff like that so they can go back and tell, oh, my boyfriend's a rapper. So then when I got to see that everybody in the neighborhood had to come to me, I was like, you know what? This is what I want to do. But I sent my demo in. And they sampled my song. They told me that my song wasn't no good. They sampled my beat, put it out with a group called Splat Pack, and put my song out, and I didn't know about copyrights and publishing. So when my friend come tell me about Splat Pack, got my beat that I did in the garage, and I'm like, no, you must be mistaken. And then I heard, I'm like, man. So I get on the phone, start calling them. They don't want to answer the phone after I cuss them out, and then I go
talked to a lawyer, and he's like, do you got your copyrights and publishing? I'm like, what's that? He's like, oh, man, if you ain't got that, you might well hang up the phone with me. We won't have no lawsuit. So I stopped rapping. I said, well, I got to do this copyright and publishing stuff. I got to learn this music game inside out. So what I did, I continued to do beats and continued to DJ my own shows, but I started studying the business side of it.
Yeah.
So once I started learning this business side of it, I said, well, what my job is going to do is for all these up-and-coming rappers and singers is to teach them it's not about a microphone. Not about how good you look with makeup and lashes on, with a gold chain and grill in your mouth. It's all about the black and white, and that's the paperwork. That's the only thing your career consists of is that black and white paperwork. Because if you don't have that black and white paperwork done right, you'll walk away with no money and nothing but shame. So that's why I reach out to a lot of artists, and I appreciate the Trulia Monroe, not because she's online, but I appreciate the Confettis, the Realest Soldiers. There's a couple of more artists that I appreciate because they'll reach out to me, and I told them it's like almost any time of the day they can call me because anything that they need to know, I'm going to be able to give you an answer for it. If not, if you can give me 15, 20 minutes, I'm going to have an answer for you. So that's what I always do because I don't want them making rookie mistakes. I don't want them their careers to be crushed like mine. I never had that much tears in my eyes in my life to hear somebody that took something that I didn't work so hard for and put it out on a national release. And I have no claim to fame for it because the only people that knew about it was the people that was in my garage.
Yep.
So that's why I want them. I want to see y'all succeed. I might stay on y'all and tell y'all that's not a good record. You might get mad and say it is a good record. And I'm saying, do you make records for the neighborhood or do you make records for the world? Because the neighborhood, I ain't seen nobody in the neighborhood buy a record yet. The world will buy it before the neighborhood will buy it. That's just facts. You can't get your homeboys to go to your shows and pay $10 to get in at the front door. They want to come in the side door with you. Tell them to buy your shirt, $20, $25. I ain't got it right now. He'll go to the weed man, help us get a weed pack, and then go right on down the street and get a new pair of Jordans. But he didn't have that $25 for your shirt. So that's why I always tell people, make music for the world to hear. You're bigger than Elm Street. You're bigger than 55, like Crip Max say. You're bigger than the street that you live on. I always think that. A goldfish is only as big as the body of water that it swims in. You swim in an aquarium, you're going to be that small. You swim in a lake, you're going to be that small. You're going to be that big. If you swim in the ocean, you're going to be that big. So I always think about your music career as the ocean. You want to be as big as the ocean. But I don't want to take everybody's time. Go ahead. It's Sexy Red. You can go ahead and take the floor.
You're doing good, Miss Edward. Speaking straight facts.
I mean, people don't know. I'm 30. Next year will be 33 years. 91, I came in the game, will be 33 years of learning. I can learn something from Trulia. I learned something from her one day. She's like, hey, I got these rental cars for this video. I didn't know about that website. I'm like, oh, okay, appreciate it. I can always learn. I can learn from somebody. You're never too old enough to learn because everybody can teach somebody something. Everybody. And I had my daughter teach me something before. And I had my son teach me something before. I'm like, oh, man, I ain't looking at it that way. But then I can teach them a lot of stuff, too, because I'm like, the stuff I'm teaching y'all is stuff I done experienced. There ain't nothing I Google. It's stuff that I live through. And I tell people, if they see what I live through from the street life, say I can reach out to the youngsters. Say, oh, you can go sell dope. Did they tell you about that $100,000 bond? Did they tell you about that lawyer that tell you he can't guarantee that he's going to win your case? He just negotiate you a plea? Did they tell you about trying to give you 40 years and you ain't never had a traffic ticket? Or did they just tell you about the hoes and the clothes and the champagne bottles in the club? Being the man of the city. All eyes on me. I say, which story did they tell you? Because I knew about both stories. I went to work 6-7 days a week, 12, 16 hours a day. But what it was a deal, a conditioned behavior. When you grow up in that environment, it becomes a conditioned behavior. And then once you see the downfalls of you, like, well, wait a minute. I knew this was going to happen one day, but I didn't know it was going to come this day. But it happens. It happens to the best of them. They always say, if you're in the streets and you ain't went to the pen yet, one of two things. Either you ain't really in the streets, you just sit on the porch and go to the mailbox and back, or you're what's called an informant. That means you work for the police. That's facts. That's all facts. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. There's only so much that you can do before you're on that radar. You can go ask BMF. You like when they arrested Jeezy. They said, oh, we got you. You part of BMF. Oh, no, I just say BMF in my songs. So they let him go. He didn't ride that ship. Oh, yeah, I'm BMF. But every song, he hollered BMF. So that tells you how things go in real life. They're your homie until the trouble comes down. 20 deep in the club, but you're all by yourself in the courtroom. So I hope that Sexy Red's deal, she can try to enlighten a lot of them kids on that. Because it's a chance and a choice. Every day you wake up, you got a chance
to live to see another day.
And you got a choice that you can make. Because I got a deal called Life Sentence, a program I'm putting together for one of my friends that just did. He's coming home. He just called me last night on his birthday. He's coming home June 2024 after doing 17 years for giving a guy he worked with a ride to California that he didn't know killed the lady at the cash checking place.
Wow.
So, just imagine losing your whole family, your kids, your son, 24 years old now, so you miss all his growing up, your wife left you, and all that good stuff. Your brother just, which was one of my best friends, just passed the COVID while you were locked up. You couldn't come home to a funeral, so he got a lot of stuff on his plate, you know. But I'm working on a program with him where he's going to reach out to the youth in L.A. When he touches down, I'm going to have him a whole curriculum called a life sentence program, where you can do a life sentence out here in the free world, or you can do a life sentence in the penitentiary. You see? So that's going to be the option. They're going to have a chance and a choice, because you can choose to go out there and do dope, sell dope, do all that good old stuff. But the consequences outweighs all money you're going to make. They try to give me 40 years, kingpin charge, $100,000 bond, $24,000 worth of legal fees and driving back and forth in hotels and rental cars. And they planted, they had somebody plant something, a 20 rock in my passenger floorboard, ask for a ride. Then they got caught with a $20 bag of weed. They couldn't catch me how they wanted to. I was on federal surveillance, everything. I showed truly the paperwork, no cap. But they said, how does he operate? He's always at work. How does he make all these moves that all these people running downtown and trying to tell on this man? How does he move? What is his hours of operations? Who's connected to his operations that, you know, his people is just so close-knit that we can't reach out and get none of them to get him? But it took one person.
You're going to have the reason people doing, because they signing no contest. No contest means you guilty. And that's half the reason. You go in that thing, you ready to get out of jail, you be rushing yourself to get out of jail, trying to sign paperwork and sign no contest. No contest means you certify yourself guilty to them, to whatever they put you in jail for. When you sign no contest,
they
gonna
tell you that,
be on your record for the rest of your life.
Yeah, see, that's how my what you call it, but here's how the situation goes. Like my lawyer told me, he said, man, they still ain't got the case file on you. Which I'm finna win my case. I mean, my case is over with, but I'm finna go back and sue them. I got all my paperwork now. Here's the case in point. My lawyer said, you go into court, and we're not guaranteed to get you off. We can try it, but if we lose at trial, he told me, if I lose at trial, they offered, the state offered you 40 years, and I lose at trial, you got to do 10 to the door. Arkansas is 25% of your time, used to be, now it's 85%. But it was 25% of your time, first time offense. So if I got 40, I had to do 10. I had to do 2.5 years in order to get in front of a judge for an appeal. And they might deny your first appeal. You might do 5 years before you get your appeal and come home. Well, my situation, I told them, no, we just go to trial. And they were like, well, damn, we ain't got the case filed. He's still talking about going to trial. So he just told my judge, I mean, my lawyer in front of the courtroom, hey, man, will he just take boot camp? It's just 105 days. And my lawyer's like, look, man, you got two choices. We can go to trial and try to beat it, but if we don't, you're going to have to do that 10. Or you can do 105 days in boot camp. They offering that now. That ain't went from 40 years down to a boot camp, 105 days, you see, because they knew it was bullshit. They were like, well, wait a minute. We said we stopped this man for a turn signal not 100 feet from the stop sign, but the street ain't nothing but 100 feet when you turn. They small little country town, so the street ain't nothing but 100 feet from stop sign to stop sign. So how can you turn and then put your turn signal on when you just put it on before? So it was all bull jive. So I got all my paperwork, and he got discrepancies in it in his paperwork, so I'm going to go to war with that. But I learned a valuable lesson. I tell everybody, learn your laws. Learn about Terry stops. You don't have to roll your window down when the police ask for your ID. You can hold it up because they can plant dope in your vehicle, which with me, they took me and walked me about 40 yards behind my car, maybe 50 yards, damn near half a football field. Then when I tried to turn around, they put the taser to my head. Then reach in my pocket, pull my money out. Then the other officer said, you can't do that. He's not under arrest. So he put the money back in my pocket. So I'm saying, y'all got five carloads of police surrounding me for a turn signal? I said, this don't even sound right. And they told her, put your buy money back in your purse and stand up against the wall. I knew what it was then. She would probably been trying to make a buy, but couldn't. So they come with blue gloves, latex gloves on, reach out to meet my passenger seat. And they talking about they done found a 20 route, trying to give me 40 years for something that they done planted in my car. That's why I don't ride with people in my car no more.
Not knowing the law.
Right. Well, see, when I was going through my case, I started studying the law. My lawyer told me get online and learn about shepherdizing cases. Shepherdizing cases is what your paralegal does. Your lawyer don't do nothing but show up in court, and everything the paralegal highlights, that's what he tries to use to get you off. It's called shepherdizing. All they do is they say, back in 1968, Terry versus the state of Ohio, a man got stopped, and they said that you couldn't detain him but no longer than 15 minutes.
And sometimes the paralegal do more than the person that you're paying to do the thing. The paralegal do more work.
Well, that's what
him.
The paralegal does all the work. The lawyer just represents you.
Yeah.
So the paralegal going to highlight, this is where we can get off at right here, this discrepancy right here. Or this right here, Terry versus State of Ohio, the U.S. Supreme Court said they can't hold you more than 15 minutes. So if they say we're going to call the dog and the dog ain't there in 15 minutes, it's too late. You can say, okay, I already in time, 7 minutes, so you got 8 minutes for the dog to be here. If he ain't here in 8 minutes, you're a violation of my right of a Terry stop, Terry versus the State of Ohio, 1968. And when we take this to the Supreme Court, they're going to shoot y'all down, you see. They got all kind of stuff, plain view doctrine. You can have a plastic bag in your shirt with weed. If they don't see the weed, they can't say we taking you in because we see a plastic bag because you didn't see the product. Now, if the product laying there on the console and they see the weed on the console, they plain view. They can take me in. So that's why I try to tell all these young guys to learn the law, because when you don't learn the law, then you're ignorant of the law. Because the police are ignorant of the law to begin with, because when they stop you, the first thing you're supposed to say, don't ask, what are you pulling me over for? You ask, is your body camera on? If your body camera's not on, you're not in proper uniform, therefore this is an invalid stop. Now what is your reason for pulling me over? But before you say anything, I'm recording this video and audio to protect you and myself. and then he gonna have to play it right, or he gonna play it wrong. He play it wrong, it's gonna be a lawsuit. So you just gotta know. If you start getting ignorant, oh, what pulled me over? Now you got disorderly conduct, which they got on their video camera. Soon as they get you on disorderly conduct, they're getting you out the car because they said you did disorderly conduct. Then when you start swinging your arms, that's resisting arrest. There's two charges that they tell all police, go to the neighborhood and go into the hood, and you're going to get pulled over, stop a black person and detain them. 9 times out of 10, you're going to get two charges. Disorderly conduct, resisting arrest. You can always get a third one, obstruction of government operation, if they give you a fake name. And that's 3 tickets right there. You see what I'm saying? So that's why they target us, African-American, in the hood.
Most definitely.
Yeah. A lot of us don't know that.
It's the top of the hour. We're going to jump into a couple of songs. We'll be right back with more of this show. If you're tuning in online and you'd like to be a part of the show, hit us up 323-642-1597. We are live. I got Mr. Everywhere in the building, Trulia Monroe and Sexy Red. And you never know what you'll learn unless you tune in. We'll be right back. We're going to hit you with the first artist that Rick Ross signed on his release. Not cool, it's called Give It To You. Check it out right here, 2 and 3, let's go.
I can get to the action. Loving your body, I guess that I'm falling in love with attraction. You said I came out the blue. Woo! Pull up and I'm out of the coupe. You know that shit that I do. You can go around with me too. You're touching on my body while I'm scrubbing through your hair.
Hello? No, I'm in the studio. I'm going to call you back. I love you.
Already. Make me proud, my boy. Love you.
I wrote this pain from the heart. I'm just trying to play it safe, cause all my niggas end up dying or they get locked up in the cage. And for a while it felt fucked up. You supposed to be here, not the grave. Felt like my fault when your little brother died. It left me in a maze and I can't change it. But this shit been getting too dangerous. Them bitches came too close to home. Ain't know I make arrangements. Now I'm safe when I'm locked in that booth. That mic what made me change it. My mind, my heart, them niggas I was claiming. I said it's fucked up. Fucked up. Check this shit. Back when I was fresh and I had stepped up out of high school, ain't know it get this rugged. I was young, but I was high too. My main man lost his schools, I had to tell him, bitch, that's not true. My bitch went fucked and brought it back, but told me that it's not true. It's crazy on how these bitches tried to play me. How my nigga said he fuck with me inside, I feel the hatred. I closed my eyes and prayed to God, he told me I'ma make it. But this pain will come from deep inside, so how I'm supposed to change it? I said it's fucked up. Fucked up. Hey, y'all fucked up this shit is. Long live the day. I say it's fucked up on how these bitches fucking hoes. How these niggas supposed to be some killers fucking on they bros. Shit don't click when you hop out that car and let that bitch explode. Now you gone and miss your people, saying them niggas not your bros. Yeah, it's fucked up, but I'm just trying to keep it strong. They say the good die young. I know I won't be living long, but I'ma live it to the fullest. Till these niggas crack my dome and I've been rolling through the city, smoking dope, me and my chrome. I'm just thinking about my niggas. Shit won't pass until I'm with them. Told my mama that I gotta go. She noticed how I'm living and she noticed how I'm feeling. Can't control it, so I'm sipping, trying to fade away the feeling. Shit is fucked up. Real. It's the real shit. I say it's fucked up.
Heavy, my mood steady, I've been ready, flow been deadly. These gatekeepers just wouldn't let me rock out like I'm Tom Petty. You already know I'm already swerve hands ready, more war ready. I'm raw Eddie on black streets, I'm more Teddy. 4-4 Levy, crime scene messy, don't ever test me. Long money like Paul Getty, my mama said anybody and every simple reason for that they left me. He resurrect me, the Lord said he would reset me. Go hard, go all in, but don't forget me. My eyes blaze up that good haze, aim to protect me. I'm reborn with that gun drawn, y'all know respect me. I am speaking correctly, in first person directly. Y'all just trends is catchy. I rock mic to death me. Wi-Fi tech connects me. Fake friends, friend request me. Metal detectors detect me. I am the butt and front. Stay woke, watch who you show love. Watch for the hate, watch how you conversate with these snakes. They keep your eyes open, watch how you move on the block. Watch out for the ops, watch for the block. The droppers to drop, watch. Stay woke, watch who you call in your fam. Call your right hand, beware betrayal comes with the plan, my man. Your eyes open, watch out for these hoes. They down with your foes, they're pretty dimed up, get you lined up. Watch. Short fuse, my thoughts bruise, the Lord smooth. Sonic get to lose, they heads nod, my point is cool. My attitude is ice cube, sharp on point is a knife move. The 24 frames, my life moves. Sound like Coltrane in the right groove. Tracks leave me in the mic fuse. This mechanic came with the right tools. Crossing that line, you might lose. I write lightning to ignite moves. Shine all day, but the night rules. Move in the dark when I strike crews. Frenemies front like they like you. The more they smile, the more they dislike you. Transparent, I can see right through. The saddest part, they look just like you. With no remorse, the bullets rip right through. Infrared laser highlights you. Don't make me long kiss, good night too. Pretenders get checked like a night shoe. My punchlines hit them like rifles. Gangster like Chicago disciple. Maintaining going through cycles. Half of these rappers recycle. My content deeper, insightful. I take your mind through it like light do. I fight the same powers that Spike do. Public enemy despite who. Challenges and struggles I write through. Banging instrumentals I write to. Your flow sound weak, I go right to. Rewrite too. Hey, whoa. Watch who you show love. Watch for the hate. Watch how you conversate with these snakes. They keep your eyes open. Watch how you move on the block. Watch out for the ops. Watch for the block. The droppers to drop. Watch. Stay woke. Watch who you call in your fam. Call your right hand. Beware betrayal comes with the plan, my man. Your eyes open. Watch out for these hoes. They down with your foes. They're pretty dimed up. Get you lined up. Watch. Who watching? Who scheming? Who popping? Who hating? Drop stopping? Who holding? Who plotting? Who
Who frontin', who ballin', who stuntin'? Actin' like you can't stop em, who got em, who shot em? In depth, my context is conquest. Killer complex, beyond flex, strong arm death. Spit bomb thrust with the dawn breath for the long neck. In the arm rest for the contest, who are test? The dialects of the side effects, no aspects. No excuse, you die next, you try next. Get cooked up in a Pyrex, in a project. Full court press, more than biceps when I flex. Catch one of them flying objects, even objects become a target. Wreck a hard hit with the hard shit. See your heart split, dialogue sick, catastrophic. With the logic, but a law quick, I'm the opposite of the sergeant. On this bar shit, I collide with instrumental parted and caused it on my genre. Kevin Law fit, extra large quick, going hard bit. Heavy metal, but no guitar lick when the guard spit. Repertoire lit, pretty starless, rising hard bit. Like a harlot, movie star chicks on the market. Trying to find their way to celebrity red carpet. Not young, this game dirtier than a mosh pit. Hey, whoa, watch who you show love. Watch for the hate, watch how you conversate with these snakes. They keep your eyes open, watch how you move on the block. Watch out for the ops, watch what the plot. The droppers are dropped, watch. Stay woke, watch who you calling your fam. Call your right hand, beware betrayal comes with the plan, my man. Watch your eyes open, watch out for these hoes. They down with your foes, they're pretty dimed up. Get you lined up, watch. Who watching, who scheming, who popping, who hating, drop topping, who holding, who plotting, who fronting, who balling, who stunting, acting like you can't stop them, who got them, who shot them.
I got some hoes that sell pussy and make you feel like you should. Man, we got bottles in Texas, that's why that pussy look good. They like to sit on the leather and like to freak on the wood. Man, we got bottles in Texas, that's why that pussy look good. I got some hoes that sell pussy and make you feel like you should. Man, we got bottles in Texas, that's why that pussy look good. They like to sit on the leather and like to freak on the wood. Man, we got bottles in Texas, that's why that pussy.
I'm coming straight out of Texas. Let's get that there understood. I got all my shit together. I'm on my job like I should. My push it off into leather. My dick be hard as the wood. Looking as good as the slab that we swang around in our hood. Off the block, leave the stains. Dripping wet from the paint. Pulled up next to your bra. Don't be surprised if she faint. They say we drilling the eight. We don't know how to be fake. Land up the hustlers and flakers.
Crazy. I know you like it when a nigga straight classy. I like your mop, I like your ass, I like your cock. Tell your daddy, bitch, this dickhead never stop. Bitch, my dick good like a wing dinner. Let me get you in your center. Hope you fucking with a winner.
I got some hoes that's a pussy and make it feel like you should. Man, we got barbers from Texas, that's why them pussy look good. They like to sit on the leather and like to freak on the wood. Man, we got barbers from Texas, that's why them pussy look good. I got some hoes that's a pussy and make it feel like you should. Man, we got barbers from Texas, that's why them pussy look good. Like to sit on the leather and like to freak on the wood. Man, we got boppers in Texas, that's why that pussy look good.
Mr. Lee, 713 Tycoon, TMC. History. Should I say?
I was gonna rip his heart out, I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me, there's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous, my defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious, I want your heart, I wanna eat his children.
Yeah, right back in it like I know you missed me. Flow too crispy, I am on the go ballistic. Coldest with the flow, is no contention. Overdo it, yeah, I always overdid it. So committed, no pretending. You forgot about my pen, I'm so offended. So relentless, open at your neck with no precision. I'm talking whole incision. Ain't no decision when it comes to survival. Breaking bars out without a motherfucking problem. You know I'ma spit a lyric, sit up like a yapper. Big like Biggie, rich like Diddy. How much is a Diddy, y'all was in Balenciaga. I repeat box, I'ma sip it out the bottle. Pumping up lean, codeine, I swallow. Blowing on green on the scene in Nevada. I'm so exclusive, I'm so elusive. To these niggas that be full of excuses. Useless, ruthless, how I do this. Music flow so stupid. Killing other rappers and I'm having a ball with this. I don't need a co-sign.
The hip hop list. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Yo, and of course you can miss out, but we are back to West Radio Live with your man DJ Hero, Mr. Everywhere, Truya, Stacy Reed, and Sweet Pea in the building tonight. What's going on, babies? We back.
What's up, y'all?
What's up,
Sweet Pea? What's up, Sweet Pea? Just chilling. How are y'all doing?
Sweet Pea, all right, there we go. We got you online now.
Yeah, we got Sweet Pea. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, y'all know I'm in here on the little on the internet phone number. They won't let me call on my real phone number, so I'll give me a second.
You on a trap phone.
Mm-hmm. You say you got a trap phone? Not exactly. See, this is what I use when the phone off. You just get by Wi-Fi. As long as you on Wi-Fi, see, you just be talking on the phone. And when you leave the house now, that's it. Then you clip your wings. If you ain't by the Wi-Fi, see, you good.
How the weather
down there?
We all in,
Sweetie. Do you have to ask?
I think it was like 115 in Cali was stretching.
Yeah, it's the same thing here.
I ain't got that here. Hell, where your guess at? Hello? Yeah, love. If you don't put that goddamn KFC number 4 down, you better.
Like, welcome, Carter. I'm back.
Yo, guess the hell.
Well, actually, we didn't have a guest. We had some special investors that wanted to listen to the show and see how we commentated it on our show. So, you know, we're just trying to let them see what we do here at the Truth so they'll know what's going on, even though you can't get everything that we do in one night. So you have to listen to the show consistently because it changes every night. Some nights are different than others, you know. So if you're willing to be a part, we welcome you here. We'll advertise you and do it around the world because we do. You still listen to the show. So, you know, if you sell cars, you might get somebody from Africa trying to buy a car. You never know. See, you know.
I wash cars, but I ain't going to Africa to wash no car.
Or you wash cars, you might get somebody from Florida to drive out there to get their car washed. Just call. You never know. You know what I'm saying?
Did you say Africa to go wash cars?
No, not Africa. But no. Yeah. Well, we do coordinate with a radio station in Africa that we share music, you know, we still share music with. And they promote a lot of the indie artists that we have out here.
They love the music because they can't get out here.
So
they
want to come so bad.
Sister Red, what are y'all doing for the Stop the Violence event?
The Stop the Violence event is it's all type of things. It's vendors, artists, whoever want to speak about sexual assault, domestic violence. If you want to come perform, we give free food. We set up tents. We have black business owners out there to show people that it's not all about violence, that we are bringing people together to network to sell their candles. If they got candles, T-shirts, whatever they have, they can come set up their table for free at our event. If you rap, you could come and put on the mic, but it got to be about nonviolent. And sometimes we have the police officers come out and the fire department come out, and they speak about what they do as well. So it's a networking event to teach one, reach one, to show the kids that everybody out here killing. So the girl that I piggyback with, she lost three of her daughters when she was out here in the street on dope, and she got clean and got her life saved. Her ex-husband killed her kids in the fire trying to get back at her. So it's kind of a piggyback from her losing her kids, me and my sexual assault when I had my sexual assault at 6 and 19. I'll talk about that. I always have spoken word or poem, and then some artists will come out and speak and rap. Whatever they got, we'll just be out there feeding the people and living on the community. If you're an entrepreneur and you got some stuff, they got people to sell the merch, and then we got some people that teach you how to do housing and first cert. If people come out to show you how to, the first responders come out to show you how to do CPR and all that stuff too.
Okay.
So, and the Corvette Club usually pulls up on us, and so they do events with and giving back school stuff. So they come, and then my homegirl that do the nonprofit organization with her food drive, she comes and she brings a couple artists. So it's a reach one, teach one, and we all come together and collaborate. So if you're in Dallas and you want to perform and be on the mic, you open, because it's an open mic situation. You can dance, you can do spoken word.
They're going to have kids out there, right?
Say it again?
They're going to have kids out there?
It's kids and it's everybody. It's for everybody.
Okay.
It's kids. It's for the youth. It's for the grown folks. For the old folks.
I didn't want to interrupt you while you were talking, but go ahead and drop your date and the location and how people can get in touch with you.
The date is July 29th. Hold on, let me put my fly up. It's on blast. I ain't got my fly ready.
July 29th.
Okay, the event is July the 29th, and it's from 1 to 8 p.m., and it's on 6161 Bunnyview Road, Dallas, Texas, at Ingersoll Automotive. It's a big field. We use the car wash, but the address is 6161 Bunnyview Road. And they will be doing a video shoot. It will be food and drink and pop-up stuff. So people be selling, vendors be out there, people be performing. I'll be doing spoken word. Sister Sauce and Justice always dance. So she got a dancing crew that she does, and she do her dance, and I do my spoken word. Big Bang Chicken Slim will be in the building performing. He coming performing for me. So that's one of my artists. Big Bang, the one to do Cliffhanging.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he coming and he performing. He be out there on that date. That's one of my artists that's come. He always come support whatever I do. So... Anybody that want to come and perform. One day was the artist I had last year. He performed, and he's a great artist. So I don't care what it is, as long as it's about Stop the Violence.
I'm trying to make up my mind about coming there that day. I got invited to perform down here at a pajama party. So it's gonna be all females at this party. So they're trying to get with the ladies down here in front row. So I'm still trying to see what I'm gonna do.
Well, don't stop your show. Do your show and go live and tell people to come to Texas. Don't stop your beat. Yeah, you keep doing your thing and then post my flyer on your page. That's how we do it. So the people that can come, they can come. Yeah, I want you to stay on the road and keep doing your thing so I can see you at the BET Awards one day. Yeah, keep doing your thing. Don't stop your show, girl. Cause you
so how is
right
that
now.
College doing?
Say it again.
I was trying to ask Mr. Everywhere how the car wash is doing.
We'll get there.
Oh, yeah, everybody got to get there.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Right?
Trying to get there. Well, I just hired all my employees, all the staff yesterday, so that got locked in. So trying to see if Booty's going to be here tomorrow to open the doors. If he is, then we'll roll tomorrow through Saturday. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Y'all, what you call wash then?
So
people like that car looking clean.
I thought the grand opening was mine.
That's going to be what you call it. I mean, I'm getting it up and running, then doing the grand opening. So I'm staying with the food and all that stuff.
People don't know how you really do it. You be open for about 2-3 months. But then when you know, some people longer than that, but then when you get a steady flow, then you can afford to do a promotion or something, or 50 cents off of free
free drive.
Well, I got a promotion going now. The ones that get their car washed this week and next week, next Friday, I'm having a drawing. You either get $50 cash or you can pick the silver package. And the silver package is a $55 package for a car or a $75 package for an SUV. So they'll get the pick. Plus, I got a customer loyalty card. You purchase 4 car washes and the 5th one is on me.
Oh, that'll work.
That's
oh,
yeah. 50 customers.
People like they call clean.
Y'all just got to roll through the hood now and get y'all some people. Because I'm telling you,
well, I have people coming. You know, yeah, go ahead.
You know what works at those car washes? Air fresheners and Cool Pops.
No, I got the air freshener, but see, my office, I'm getting done. I already got my chair and my office desk in there. I'm finna put a TV and a retro Nintendo. It's got 620 Nintendo games built in, and then it's gonna have the popcorn and the icy machine.
You got
so
the popcorn.
They'll sit in the waiting room and wait. Mhm.
Okay, get the popcorn and get some slushy stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to have a slushy machine. It's going to be a whole slushy machine and ice, a popcorn machine side by side. So that's going to be side by side.
You're going
to
win
with that. Go in there and get the ice and slushy and watch TV until their car gets down.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, customers, once you take care of the customers, see, everybody in that town knows me, but they think I'm still down here in Florida, which I am. So everybody knows me. Everybody from the chicken plant, I used to sell the CDs, the DVDs, the clothes, cologne, legal and illegal. So everything, everybody knows me. So now everybody find out, oh, that's him. That's him. Okay. Everybody's talking about coming this week to get their cars done now. And I told them about the drawing. And,
don't forget about Buddha, man.
Oh, I ain't forget about Buddha. I said if you're going to be there tomorrow, the door's going to swing open.
I was trying to ask him. I seen the, he had a little series going on online, too. Because I was watching some of your stuff, too, Boo.
Swing Pete, what's going on? Southside Live Click. Mm-hmm. Swing Spy. Everybody on the thing. Truly a sexy red. Miss Elwood. East Texas Fighters, Heavy Love, King's Crash, the Icon, West Coast, Grandmaster, Wizard.
All
right. Right here, QS Radio. What's happening, family? I hear y'all. Y'all sounding good. Energy good.
You should have been on at the start.
That's what it's about.
Yeah, you should have been on at the start. We sit up there. We trying to give you a damn star on the goddamn it, Crockett Dirt Road. We trying to give you and Hell Love a star on the Crockett Dirt Road, and you won't even hear to accept your award. So we just
went for I got one though. At the Civic Center. At the Crockett Civic Center, we got our Buddha Height Promotions. I got a plaque on the wall on the outside and on the inside.
Yeah, I gave you your flowers when you came on the show. You and Hell Love. We just gave you and Hell Love y'all flowers from Crockett. Soon the show came on, but you came in the fourth quarter. With 5 fouls.
I love
they did me engraving on at the Civic Center, at the Crockett Civic Center. They got it on the wall with all the businesses. When they first opened, they put all the new businesses that invested to help promote the thing when they were doing stuff. At the Crockett Civic Center, Buddha Height Promotion. That's back in 2001.
And we're going to shout out to Mr. Econ Spray, man. That part.
So we going to they're going to do a Hell Love Day. They're going to dedicate a Hell Love. We're going to get the Mad Cats back together to perform on Hell Love Day.
That's all right.
When y'all doing that? Is it for real?
Whenever they say they're going to do the Hell Love Day, I got to get Buddha to get the Mad Cats back on stage.
I don't know why they ain't gave this nigga a day anyway. They ain't gave him a day.
They had set up a reunion for us 1 year, but we never got, I think I was the holdback. Everybody was there but me. They did do us a reunion. Tony Henry, shout out to Tony Henry. R&B singer signed a Chameleon Air Records, and Patrick Robinson, the comedian down there, they had set up a reunion, but it was still all good. Everybody came out. I'm gonna make my appearance again. Inshallah, she'll be popping back up on the scene before the year old will. So I'm gonna pass through there like the Holy Ghost.
That's how he do. That's how Buddha do.
My memory is so bad. How is your brother doing? I can't say his name right now.
Snag.
Yes.
Tell him my brother?
Buddha.
Oh, Buddha brother. Buddha.
I just had to put him on mute. I'm back with y'all. Everything good with
that?
How's Snag doing?
Last time I talked to Snag, he doing all right. That was about last week I'd holler at him. We got some people moved out here to Hot Springs, Arkansas. He was telling me they were down there in the area. Told me to go check on them whenever I get ready to go back that way. Everybody good, though. I came and checked on me last week on his way from Memphis. They went to Las Vegas this weekend with the gospel thing. Him and Sheila Johnson. Shouts out to Hype and Nap. Everybody good. We out. Everybody on top. I'm going to try to get down on the 29th. See Sex Red and saying they got to stop the violence. Get some footage on that.
Yes, please do some footage on that.
I'm gonna be live streaming for the week on Will up there at the car wash. I'm gonna be up there at the Suds and Shine Buddha wash. I'm gonna be up there this week before probably Saturday. I'm a live stream from up there. I got an interview coming up. I got a podcast guy. He wanna come and check it out and sit down and talk. So we'll be going live Saturday. I don't know if it's gonna be in the AM or the PM, but we're gonna be Saturday night live for sure.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, I noticed you doing them. I clicked on, oh, look at Buddha on the live.
Yeah, I got it. Got get out that compass on, get back on the grind.
Yeah,
I appreciate everybody tuning in, checking me out too. Shout out to everybody, man.
Yeah.
I got about 4,000 viewers now, so when I live stream. Well, that'd be the turn up.
I just do not like cameras and all that stuff like that. I know it's people that will watch, especially when I be doing that work out there in the yard and everything, but I don't like cameras.
Girl, get your photograph on. Ladybug.
Well, you got to sell yourself to sell products.
That part.
It's like people know me, but I'm just not like, I don't know. It just ain't me.
Well, I'm not the one to be on no stage rapping, but if I got to be on Facebook and sit up there and sell a product, I'm going to sell me and then sell the product.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that. But I'm saying as far as just being there and just sharing so much of myself and what I'm doing all the time and all that. I don't want to be.
Let me tell you what,
I feel like I'm moving too fast for that. Like, a lot of times I be thinking, I be like,
you know why? Kevin Gates got famous because you got to see him and his wife when they went to the gym, when they went to eat, when they went to the laundry room to do clothes. You got to feel like you was in the living room with them, like you were like they homies, they best friends. So once people get to feel like, okay, I can reach out and touch her, she's just like me. She got day to day, her tie catches flat just like mine. They like, okay, I'm a fan now. But if they feel that they can't reach out and touch you on no level, then they don't fool with you. They're like, oh, man, I don't fool with her. I try to inbox her on Instagram. She sit up there and block me or talk crazy to me. They reach out to you, and you're like, guess what? Trina just hit me back. Or K-Michelle or Keisha Cole just hit me or Future just hit me. You're like, okay. You see, So you got to be like, you got to interact. The worst artist is the artist that sits up there and says, I don't sign autographs. He go get in a limousine and drive off.
Yeah.
You know, man, it's like, F you. F you. Next time I see you, man,
I think
it's on.
Misunderstanding. I got a lot of content and a lot of stuff that I'll be doing, but I said, just me. For me to be there sitting on the camera all the time, I don't be sitting in me, and I be busy. I be so busy showing people
but
the
how
stuff
are they gonna,
that I'm
how
doing.
Are they going
to
feel like they
well,
can relate to you?
Well, how do y'all know who you are if you're not showing you?
If they can't
do.
Relate to you, they not going to buy your product.
They
got
to
be
you.
Able to relate to you. I'm like, man, me and this dude, we work here at the chicken plant together. And I hear the guy singing, and I'm like, hey, man, you sing? He's like, yeah, I be singing, man. I said, oh, you do? I said, I do music. So me and him, oh, Smooth Tone, we became friends for 20-something years just off we related. We related to each other just off me hearing him singing. So when people relate to you, they adapt to you. And then if you sell them tomatoes, potatoes, or goddamn sell them moon rocks, they going to buy
yeah.
it. Because I call Sweet Pea anytime. I inbox her and she responds. That's how people are becoming influencers. You don't become an influencer talking about, I just posted my tomatoes and hid behind the screen. Uh-uh.
No, don't nobody want to see no behind the screen person. That's why I stopped going to a lot of concerts, because people be bougie and act like they don't want to be close to their fans. The fans are paying the money to see you. So why not be seen?
Right. And you understand, you might not understand today, but when you do it, and you see.
Silly, y'all. Because what I'm doing is not for me to be seen. That's why I said I usually forget. And people know me because they get to know me. Like,
but how many people know you?
But a lot of people don't know you because they ain't seen your face or you're not getting nothing.
They know me because they follow me on multiple sites. So
nobody want to see you on a website all the time. They want to see the real person.
See, even on your site, you got 300,000 followers.
That's just like me saying, I got 50,000 followers, but then I'll never come out. Everybody going to stop buying my tickets because they don't ever see me. They want to see the person. That's when we know you humble within yourself and doing what you're doing and you're real. Then if you not doing that, then you got something to hide behind it.
You'll see, because if I was a rapper, I'd be on every social media all day, every day. If I'm singing Luther Vandross song or singing a Rick James song or a rapping a song, I'm going to let everybody know, hey, I'm an entertainer. Okay? Then I can do a comedy skit and be a comedian, but I don't do none of that, so that's not my forte, but if I was, that's what I'd be doing. Because I got to let people know that you can reach out and touch me. You can be at the airport, or you can be at Roscoe Chicken and Waffle, and we can dap each other up. That's the type of person that I want to be if I was in that limelight. I don't want to be like, oh, man, security, get them. Oh, they coming around me, security, with the roof. I want to reach out and be able to touch my fan, because they're the ones who make me. I don't make them. If they don't buy my record, buy my concert tickets, who's going to sign me? Not one single label.
That's like Beyonce going out there saying she Beyonce. And nobody never sees her.
And I think she is an artist or something like that. So, no, what I'm doing is not necessary for me to be seen.
You see, you're an influencer. 3P, you're an influencer. You're trying to teach people how to grow these gardens. You see what I'm saying? You're trying to teach them how to grow these gardens. So that's an influencer.
That's what I was trying to say. But you can't really say nothing on here, so.
So go ahead.
Well, that's what I was
saying. I'm
saying
that's just like me being a promoter. And I'm saying I'm promoting this. And then they never see the promoter. Who's the promoter? I'm a street promoter.
Here's the good deal about a sweet pea. Since you're doing these organic gardens, you're an influencer on health, because not only are you teaching people how to grow their own gardens, you're teaching them the healthy food to eat. So you're an influencer. You're like Dr. Savior, and you don't even know it. You could be the next big thing. Just think about it. I understand, but just think about it.
I understand you don't want to be seen with your face and all that, but if you're doing something, show what you're doing.
Because the same part, I used to hear Dr. Sabi all the time. I never knew what he looked like. I'm like, is he white? Is he black? And then I finally seen him on TV. I started tuning in to him. Because it's like, okay, I can reach out and I know who he is now. But before Dr. Sabi, I'm thinking Dr. Sabi, that's a white guy. No disrespect, but I'm like, that's a white guy, Dr. Sabi, okay. And then they're like, he healed this and healed that. So I'm like, well, what does he look like? And then I went to YouTube and finally seen him on the video. I'm like, okay. So I just started watching all his stuff and learning. You're an influencer. You don't know that, but that guard deal, I like that. But you can influence people to eat healthy.
Yeah.
What's your show? And that's a good thing.
You don't have to be the face of it. Just put your voice out there and then show that you're doing it.
It's like turkey leg huts. I used to hear turkey leg hut, but I never knew what they looked like until one day they showed the interview of the owners and stuff. I'm like, oh, that's turkey leg hut. That's the little bit. That's the building. Oh, okay. That's where it's at. When I go to Houston, I'm going there. It influenced me. Just hearing
I'm
the
not
language,
going over there.
It influenced
no
me.
Damn line for no damn turkey leg.
I'm gonna say here though, Sweet Pea. I'm gonna say here, Sweet Pea though. I hear what everybody's saying, but you're a beautiful woman. You've always been intelligent. You always been had information, and you always had the right approach, and you deal with situations without exploding. And I'm like this there where I'm not just saying it because I'm the manager at Suds and Shine and the Boudoir, but I'm just saying that stuff you growing. You growing plants on the balcony and all that stuff you're doing in Houston, that is informative for people around that way because it's going back to that. Because I'm going to tell you why. Me being in the gun club, you knew, shout out to all my comrades, that's what they're training us how to grow food in flower pots right here in the living room just in case we do have a blackout or we can't find nothing. They're showing us food that we can eat right in front of weeds and plants right that grow in our yard that are wild that can help and heal our body. So we're learning that in the gun club, and I have learned some of that education of that. So that's why I agree with both of them, but I understand what you're saying though. At the same time, Sweet Pea, the world's in the rain, the world's full of chaos, and people... You never know, just to be overprotective, you'd rather keep it in the Shaolin temple. That's understandable, but I salute you, love. I appreciate you. Good to have you back on here to West Radio and the lineup for everybody. I love y'all. I'm going to get back on mute. I just had to chime in.
Thank you, Buddha.
Well, thank you. Because, see, that's what I'm saying. I'm usually so deep into what I'm doing and showing what I'm doing that I actually do forget. To put my face there, because it's really not about me. It's what I'm doing. And if you look at a lot of people's videos that's into the things that I'm into, you really don't see a lot of them. Or you see their hands or something like that. Maybe they shoot, but you really don't see a lot of them, you know, until they grow into something that they start doing with other people. So what I'm saying is people know me because they have actually gotten to know me and they follow you on different sites and stuff like that, but it just was never a thought to be like, okay, hey, I'm about to set this up right here so everybody can look at me like, hell no, look at this sunflower, look at this banana tree, I did this shit, you see this watermelon, I do these tomatoes, look at these tomatoes, type of shit, not look at me, I know what I look like, I ain't ugly.
I was just saying that because. Right, see. And you got followers like that because let me tell you this. I'm going to let y'all go back at it because I know we ain't got a few minutes. But Lady B at 103.5, KZRB 103.5, she has some stalkers on her. She do the radio. Motherfucker was stalking her on the FM. She had real live stalkers that were after her at one time. She had the police and she had goddamn be around and goddamn military and shit. Because she in the army and shit. She had motherfucking stalkers. Motherfuckers been doing it with her ass and everything she was saying.
And they know exactly where you are when you're in a city like this one or like in a place as wild as this. You can look at them and be like, hey, she right over there on Hillcroft, off of Hillcroft. That's across the street from the Fiesta. Like, you know where it is when you see it. And that's another reason why I was forthcoming with my personal information because I'm not doing this out in the country. I'm doing this right in the city. I'm walking around. I'm in the hood. I'm from the hood. You know what I'm saying? So I be real careful about stuff like that because it's real easy for people to follow you and come take stuff from your house or even be taking plants and shit out the yard. We used to have a Chinese plum tree get robbed every spring. The whole neighborhood come through here.
Well, another way to do it, because I'm an introvert and extrovert, so sometimes I like to be seen and sometimes I don't like to be seen. Because of my sexual assault and all this stuff that I've been through. But I had to learn how to do it for the moment. And then when I see if it's too much for me, then baby. So if you want to just do it, just show what you're doing, but you don't have to show your face. Just show what you're doing.
Well, see, the thing about it is the people who follow me on Instagram, they know what I look like. The people that follow me on Facebook, more than likely, they know me personally. We done got to know each other personally. Even the few people that follow me on YouTube, we have gotten to know each other personally. And I'm building myself in what I'm doing and my brand before I start throwing myself out there. Because once you throw yourself out there, you need to have something to go with that. If ain't no money coming behind that, you wasting your time. So I'm trying to get my businesses and all my business plans together. So I said, oh, hey, this is, look what I'm doing today. This and this and this. And you can get this for only $6.99 and da-da-da. I need to be selling it for $6.99. That's how much it costs. It needs to be in my store.
Okay, once it get big.
I don't
big,
need to be promoting nobody else's store.
Well, yeah, once it get big in a big avenue, then that's where you find your little babies like coming out of school to work for you. And bring them on and teach them how to do it, and then you be in the back burner. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That way, you don't have to be forefront when you don't want to.
But what he said was 100% true, and 90% of the reason why I was very forthcoming with who I am, because you can look around and say exactly where I am, especially if you from Houston or you be in Houston a lot, like you could tell, oh, hey, she over there of Hersherwood. She from Hersherwood. Oh, she be on Martin Luther King. Oh, okay. Where she at? Oh, she over there off of Main. She close to Main right now. That's close to Main Street. So
okay, that's
where
when you find you a private sector by yourself and then...
Well, yeah, of course, but I don't have that now. That's all I was saying.
Yeah.
I got to do it to afford it till now, so. But it's all good. I'm getting there.
When you get to
I want to sell shit, too.
That's another thing. I don't know if I told y'all that, but I've been learning to grow them so that I want to sell them too. I actually want to sell people like little trees and stuff. Because outside, I got a, what is it?
Have
like
you
a little blackberry tree? Huh?
Have you ever thought about contracting?
No, I just wanted to be the plant person. Because I got like two or three plants out there that are trees that I grew from nothing, like seeds or whatever. And I got a couple more that I grew from the store, but I know how to break them down and make other plants and stuff like that too.
Okay,
so
well,
I'm going to need space for that when it's time.
Take it to the a Whole Foods, like a market.
There you go. Farmer's Market.
Farmer's Market.
That's where I'm planning to go.
Yeah, take it to a farmer's market. Then that way.
And then I could do videos and be like, hey, y'all,
yeah.
I'm over here at the farmer's market. This me.
Yeah.
This is what I look like. This booth.
Yeah. Yeah. Do that farmer's market. Yeah. Do a market.
Because I had somebody talking about stalker. Literally, somebody hit me up a few years ago. He was like, oh, you think you this, and you think you untouchable, and this and this and this, and I run up, and I snatch your ass. I seen you over there. I know you on Bel Air, and this and this and that and that. Now, luckily for me.
The devil trying to keep you from what you're doing.
I'm just me.
Yeah.
I'm nigga. I don't give a fuck. You know
yeah,
where
don't
I'm
let the devil do.
Come on, then.
Yeah.
I bet I dare you. Come on, then. Shit.
When he started doing that, just pray. Gotta intervene. They kill all of them.
I'm gonna pray for him because it's going down. It ain't gonna go good for him and his family. You try to run
yeah.
down on me.
This how you do. Pray.
You
gotta intervene.
That light.
Gotta shine that light on that and kill it.
Oh yeah. And that's the type of person I haven't heard from that person ever since the person found out I'm not afraid. But you still got to be careful because you don't know how crazy people is or how crazy people ain't. I even got a couple of family members who got to a certain age and just snapped like, God damn, what the hell happened to her crazy ass?
Yeah, but I want to see you shine with what you got going on. Don't take it to heart, but I want to see you shine. I want you to be the face of this organic and plant growing and all that type of stuff that you got going on. Because it's not too many of our African Americans in the limelight of doing that.
Mm-hmm. I thought about
well,
this. That's why I'm
this
really
is
trying to
Red.
Get it together.
I'm signing out. I'm signing out. So there it works. I love you guys. True Rest Radio. Peace and love. Thank you guys
thank
for
you
having
for
me.
Your time. We thank you for your time, my dear. Luckily, we'll see you here Wednesday night.
You say what?
I said hopefully we'll see you here Wednesday night.
Yes.
That's right, the Southern continues. If you're tuning in online, we got about a million and a half left. I want to thank all my participants for joining in tonight. Sweet Pea, Trulia, Sexy Red, Mr. Everywhere, Buddha Ali. These are my people, man, and we together, we are representing True West along with Tool Stress. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you follow these people, man. We got a lot of things going on, a lot of different areas. Make sure you follow them. Get out there to that Buddha Boy. If you in Arkansas, and get yourself shined up. There it is. And this is DJ here with True West Radio. Hey, we putting over for the city. We're going to get on here one more game. Wednesday night, I want to thank our investors for tuning in. We hope that you enjoyed the show. We hope that you can tune in once again on another night. And, hey, maybe you'll decide to call in and show us while we're on the air. You know what I'm saying? Because we're out here for you. And you, if you believe, we believe. Because we believe for you to believe. You can take it how you want to. Sure. Shout out to King Special or any mountains, man. We all better heights and jaws and everything. So do what you do. And remember, we're going to let the true is. We see you back here Wednesday night. Peace.